Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to buy a radio.
A what?
A radio. I want to buy a radio.
Well, I've never heard of a... What does it do?
Oh, it's neat. It's about this big, and it's got, well, when you turn it on, you can imagine all sorts of things.
Hmm. Are you sure you need a radio? Look, son.
My name's DeForest. Lee DeForest.
Well, Mr. DeForest.
Dr. DeForest. I'm going to be a doctor someday.
Well, Dr. DeForest, why don't you just invent a radio so you can see all these magical things?
Okay, I guess. Someday. For now, I'll just have to use my imagination.
What's imagination?
That's when my mom imagines when it's my bedtime. And it's not.
I see.
But I go along anyway. Just the humor.
Radio is imagination. Radio unlocks the imagination.
The prosecution maintains that Lee DeForest is a swindler and a cheat.
That's right.
DeForest has predicted. He has predicted that it will soon be possible to transmit the human voice across the Atlantic Ocean on something called radio. And with such absurd and deliberately misleading statements, he has tricked the public into investing in his radio company. Now, he is obviously a swindler, and he should go to jail.
Right.
It is the opinion of this court that Dr. DeForest is a sincere man. The court feels he means well. We would advise, however, that he should give up all pretense of being an inventor and seek out some common garden-type job and stick to it.
Although radio is comparatively new, advertising has been with us from the beginning.
Believe it or not, the first advertising was done by a sexually frustrated caveman. His initial attempt at advertising for a mate was done by standing in front of his cave and shouting,
"I want a woman! I gotta have a woman!"
This understandably produced no results. So he took the creative approach, advertising with impact. He picked up a rock and he gave the next girl he saw a smack on the head. And he dragged her to his cave and fulfilled his desires. As primitive as this was, it has been said that advertising has changed very little since that time.
Take your product, any of your products. Imagine how they could come to life with the added dimensions of melody, performance, and production.
A touch of class, that's something extra we give. A touch of class, a bit of elegance, a look of luxury, a thing of beauty, a touch of class, a touch of class, that's something extra, a touch of class.
When you create for radio, your audience experiences your words and ideas in a very private way. Each person has his own personal interpretation of what you're trying to communicate. And you can make this intimacy, this emotional response, work for you. When the radio spot is a good one, the listener is immediately and inescapably involved.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this a big furniture store?
Mm-hmm. This is Contemporary House, the best furniture store anywhere. Biggest selection, best values.
Do you have any couches?
Sure. Every style, every color, every price. Contemporary House has every kind of furniture and appliance you can think of.
I need a couch for my friend Leonard.
Well, you look around till you see something Leonard might like. Here, I'll give you this browser button, and you can just browse around, and nobody will bother you.
If I let you bother me around now, do I still get the button?
Sure. Well, then how about this little couch?
No, that's too big.
That's too big?
Yeah. I couldn't carry it.
Oh, well, Contemporary House has plenty of trucks. We'll deliver it to you free and right away, too.
It's too big.
Well, how big is your friend Leonard?
He's only this big.
That big?
Leonard is only a turtle.
Oh, well, we better check our turtle division. I Contemporary House should...
Hi there. Say, I would like to look at a car.
It's my pleasure to show them to you.
Right this way.
Hey, what are you doing, my arm?
You're going to like that car.
Within moments, Larry is strapped to the grease rack by a salesman and subjected to unbelievable pressures.
Gosh, I am in a jam. Isn't there anyone who can prevent the perils of car buying?
Hello.
I'm the Gallant Man. Take this. And that, you car salesman. Car buyers, take heart. You can depend on the Gallant Men of Lone Star Dodge.
We are the Gallant Men to see. We're honest, fair, courageous men when it comes to a new car deal. Yes, we are the Gallant Men.
New York, September 3rd. His creative director tells copywriter Dennis Butler his radio commercial has been replaced by the soundtrack from a TV spot. Butler, clenching his thesaurus between his teeth, starts to throw his creative director out the window. Then, realizing that copywriters have no windows, throws him out the wall.
I just wanted to do something visual on radio. That's all I wanted to do.
Today, the hole in Dennis Butler's wall is a national shrine.
Do something visual on radio!
And a revolution is underway.
If you feel like doing new wave visual radio commercials, mister, you do them.
That's all I wanted to do.
And all over America, ears are being arrested.
Listen, you two.
Arrested by new wave visual radio commercials. If the creative director in your life doesn't know about new wave visual radio commercials, cut off his opticals.
Great radio is always seen, never heard.
I saw him do it on the radio.
When you do it on the radio, you'll hear people whisper those three little words.
Oh, my God!
The time has come to realize that radio can be perhaps the most graphic medium there is, even more than print or television, because the pictures a person remembers best are those painted in his or her imagination, something possible only with radio. Amazingly, we're here with you to ask you not, I repeat, not to spend any money, aside from what you've already budgeted.
So, what's your reaction to that?
I'm quite thrilled, actually. I wish I were wearing looser pants.
Oh, my God.
What we are showing...
Do it.
Visual.
Great radio.
...is that radio is the most graphic visual medium in which to...
Do it.
...present your client. Revising your media mix to include radio can dramatically increase impressions, reach and frequency, and sales. All for the same money you are now spending.
Now, can you tell us how that affected you?
No.
Well, it's all right there in black and white. Nice, huh?
And it's a little hard to visualize just seeing it right there in black and white.
Radio is visual, as you can imagine.
As an advertiser, sir, what business are you in?
I manufacture minor bird muzzles.
Is there much call for that?
Well, there is in noisy neighborhoods. Minor birds can be very, very noisy, especially when they're on fire.
How did you advertise a thing like that?
Well, we tried newspapers, but people just couldn't see the colors.
The colors?
Yes. You see, our minor bird muzzles come in purple, brown, green, pink, and orange.
Five colors from which to choose.
No. All five colors on each muzzle. Now, you just couldn't imagine how striking all those colors are by looking at a black and white newspaper ad.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So, that didn't sell too many. So we took some of the newspaper money and put it into spot radio.
To sell your muzzles?
Oh, that worked very well.
How many did you sell?
Several million. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes.
The spots on the radio were so effective that people bought one whether they had a minor bird or not.
What makes these radio commercials so special?
These radio commercials are different from newspaper ads in a very, very big way.
What's that?
They don't wind up under your dog the next day.
On the radio, you don't have to squint to see it in print. The picture's so real in your imagination.
Okay, now I want you to say there are more radios in this country than people. Like that.
There are more radios in this country than people like that.
No, say there are more radios in this country than people. Forget the like that.
There are more radios in this country than people. Forget the like that.
No, say... There are more radios in this country than people. Stop there. Period.
There are more radios in this country than people. Stop there.
Oh,
period.
No. Let's try something else.
Did you see our ad in the newspaper this morning?
No, I got up, went in the bathroom, shaved, dressed, grabbed a cup of coffee, drove 15 miles to the office, and worked listening to the radio all morning. I don't have time to read the paper.
You should have done it on the radio.
His message, instead of lying unread in the newspaper, would have made impressions at home while shaving, drinking coffee, driving to work, and at the office.
One of the problems we found with newspaper is you can't read it while doing all the normal activities during which you can listen to the radio.
Can you tell us the name of a daily activity during which you couldn't read the newspaper, but you could listen to the radio?
No.
The newspaper has always been a friend of the advertiser, and it does have many advantages other mediums don't. But newspaper ad rates are based on circulation, not readership. So even though your ad is in the paper, it may not be read.
The Daniel P. Starch Company conducted a 6-year study and found that the average 200-line newspaper ad was not read by 93% of the newspaper readers, and that increasing the size, and thus the cost of the ad, had only a minimal effect on ad readership.
Okay, let's try something different, okay? Say, I was one of the 93 people out of 100 that didn't read the average 200-line newspaper ad when I read the paper. Just that way.
I was one of the 93 people out of 100 that didn't read the average 200-line newspaper ad when I read the paper, just that way.
You got them. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now it's 92 out of 100.
Radio's no shot in the dark.
Newspaper advertising is sold by rates determined by the paper's circulation, the number of papers sold. However, there is a difference between the number of papers sold and the number of people who read your ad. The Daniel Starch study indicates that the average 2/3 page ad was read by only 11% of the readers.
Only 11%?
That's a fact. But there's more. The Starch Company also found that cutting the 2/3 page ad down to half its size only reduced readership by 3%.
You mean that instead of running the 2/3 page ad I've been running, I could run an ad only half as big?
And half as costly.
And lose only 3% of my readers?
That's right, and remember, too, that newspaper ad rates keep going up. That's why it's nice to have radio, with its lower cost per thousands reached. Plus, as opposed to newspaper ad rates, which are based on the number of papers sold, not the number of people who read your ad, radio ad rates are based on the number of people actually listening. In other words, you only pay for the people you're actually reaching.
That's amazing!
No, that's radio.
Did you understand that?
Sure.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said, but I understood it.
That's all well and good, but I like newspaper because my product will be seen.
What are you selling?
Fuchsia furniture. Well, fuchsia chairs, mostly.
Oh. Is this your newspaper ad for fuchsia furniture?
Yes, it is. You see, now, there's a picture of our furniture. Everyone can see what they look like.
Gee, but it's in black and white. I can't tell what color fuchsia is. It looks like just any other chair.
Well, that doesn't set too well with me,
I didn't think it would.
With our newspaper, we used to get a lot of shoppers in our clothing department's shopping price, you know what I mean? All they saw in the paper was numbers. But with radio, the shoppers seem a lot more aware of fashion and style and how they're going to look for a special person and, they come in to buy something that's going to make them look terrific, not just something they happen to get a bargain on. And usually, when they find what they want, well, price really isn't that
important. We're a large old bank, but we like to have young customers, and, well, we just weren't reaching them with our newspaper ads, which generally tended to attract, what we call them interest shoppers, people looking for an extra $3 or $4 a quarter. But with our radio ads, which, by the way, we're paying for with a portion of our old newspaper budget, we're getting a lot of new accounts from young couples, and singles, too, who are, they're concerned about their dreams and their future, and it's the kind of bank we want to be.
If you do newspaper ads, the only thing a reader sees is what's on the page, if he reads that. And that's good for some things, granted, but with radio, you have listener participation. In other words, what the listener sees is up to his imagination. He paints his own picture mentally, and it's a better picture than we could ever do with a camera. It's that participation, the sense of belonging in the action that makes a listener an active element in a spot on radio, as opposed to passive with a print ad. To put it another way, could you as an advertiser do this in the paper?
Dear Tooth Fairy, today I lost my best tooth, the one in the middle. I'm putting it under my pillow so you can put a dime there for it. I know you'll like it because I brushed it with green toothpaste. The tooth's nice and clean and it doesn't have any cavities in it.
Almost my whole allowance for a hairdresser. And look how it look.
When you're low on money, the fair prices at McDonald's can really pick you up.
Well, a lot of girls look like this.
A great value close by. Probably right around the corner from your hairdresser.
It'll look great under a hat.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
You can see.
see everything happening in those radio spots. And you're in the picture.
Because great radio is always seen, never heard.
I can really see that now.
Amazingly, we're here with you to ask you not, I repeat, not to spend any money.
Quite thrilled, actually. I wish I were wearing looser pants.
Aside from what you've already budgeted.
Oh, my.
Looser pants. So effective that people bought one whether they had a minor bird or not.
Well, you don't have to squint to see it in print.
His message, instead of lying unread in the newspaper, would have made impressions.
Leonard is only a turtle.
Strapped with a grease rat. Newspaper ad rates are based on circulation, not readership.
The average 200-line newspaper ad was not read by 93% of the newspaper readers.
You mean that instead of running the two-third page ad I've been running, I could run an ad only half as big and lose only 3% of my readers?
That's amazing!
You may have tried radio before, and perhaps you weren't satisfied with the results. But you've never had new wave visual radio commercials. Commercials that people respond to, relate to, and react to. Commercials that put pictures in the mind, and pictures that will sell your product. The person presenting this tape can explain it all to you and show you how our new wave visual radio commercials can work for you.
Master Plan 2 from TM. All new for 1989. Master Plan 2. The sales support system that changed the way local advertisers bought radio is back. And better than ever, because now it's on CD. Master Plan 2. With 24 powerful campaigns like this.
Add it up.
Get in on the savings action.
Add it up.
At your Super Savings Center.
Check us out.
Stop. Let's hear that again.
Add it up. Check us out. We'll save you more.
Notice the difference. Your advertisers will. Each campaign comes in two musical styles. Just an example of how Master Plan 2 gives you more.
Check us out. We'll save you more.
You've worked hard for your money. Let your money work for you.
24 hours a day.
You've worked hard for your money. Let your money work for you 24 hours a day.
We know our way around. We're your key to the city. We unlock the door to better living.
We know our way around. We're your key to the city. We unlock the door to better living.
Two musical styles for each campaign. Utilizing the same lyrics, 48 tracks in all. Plus, each campaign comes with two ready-to-use extenders for fully produced commercials like this.
Take charge, power your world, Highland Appliance.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks who went for a stroll in the woods and came across a small cottage.
Three bedrooms, two baths at least, and those bay windows.
Inside the home, Goldilocks discovered three bowls of porridge. She tasted the first. Too hot.
Afraid not, mister. Cold. Cold as a frozen fish stick. They all are. What's worse, this family doesn't even own a microwave. I mean, how's a girl on a stroll supposed to heat up someone else's porridge? This family should take charge, power their world.
Perhaps this family should pay a visit to Highland Appliance.
Hey, good idea. They could pick from an entire line of microwaves.
And this.
Drive straight for Straight Talk. To drive your best deal today. With Eastgate Chevrolet.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome to Al's Autos. I noticed you eyeing up this beauty. What say we strap you in and give you the runaround? The block.
Well, first I'd like to know a little...
What's to know? I absolutely conditionally guarantee you'll not pay a penny more or less.
Ah, the hidden...
Master Plan 2 gives you more. 48 dynamic image themes.
We've got your look. If you're looking for fashion with feeling,
looking good.
Match your imagination with a special inspiration. Your heart's desire.
Good feeling, good friend, good time. It's a party place. The fun's on us.
For a Christmas present like Christmas past, a very special gift.
Here's strong musical support for the short-term advertiser.
Welcome home. You love the neighborhood. You're right where you belong.
Prove the power of radio advertising. Then, trade them up to a long-term campaign. You can. With Master Plan 2. Master Plan 2 gives you more. ...100 image music instrumental tracks, each in 60 and 30 second versions. Use them to underscore commercial production or add punch to promotions. You can with Image Music. Now more than ever before, because each Image Music cut also comes with a rhythm track mix. Listen to a cut first with full instrumentation. The rhythm track version. Master Plan 2 marks the long-awaited return of some of the most popular production elements in sales library history. Mind traps.
I'm so tired. I shop long hours. I dream.
Ha! What do you dream?
About running my hands over soft fabric, drinking in such beauty and the colors, textures.
Aha! So regressive inherent tendencies of incognitive malfeasance.
I dream of value so wonderful, even my ex-wives couldn't resist. The sales girl gives me the bill and I kiss her hard for a long time.
Oh, under inimitable psychosomatic conversions of pseudo-malleable regression, with regressional tendencies.
Maybe I should date someone new, ask Dr.
Ruth. No. Do nothing but give in to your need for beautiful things. Enjoy it. Attend the sale.
But where?
Here's my announcer to tell you. Come back Thursday and tell me what you bought.
Mind traps. I'm so glad we could have dinner together. It's been a while.
Too long. Oh, you're looking well. Not as innocent as the last time.
Now, how would you know?
Oh, I know. They have chicken fingers on the menu.
Chickens don't have fingers.
Well, they do now.
Okay, then you order the chicken. Mind traps. For use as everything from thought starters to fully produced commercials. Master Plan 2 gives you more. With hundreds of newly recorded visual effects, stunning sound effects, ranging from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Master Plan 2 for 1989. Great new sales support from the old masters of broadcast support, TM Communications. Best of all, with TM's optional money market guarantee program, Master Plan 2 will actually pay for itself. Imagine exclusive rights to this incredible sales support system in your market, paid for by Master Plan 2. Call our toll-free number right now for complete details. 1-800-527-7759. Master Plan 2 for 1989. From your leading resource for broadcast sales solutions, TM Communications.
All material protected under copyright 1989 TM Communications Incorporated, Dallas, Texas. Master Plan 2 gives you more.